This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
New York has long been a thriving home for popular genres of music. You've got jazz, rock, blues, classical, art music. It's also the birthplace of hip-hop, freestyle, doo-wop, bebop, disco, punk rock, and new wave, as well as salsa music. And to celebrate this, the team behind the much-loved Australian music trivia TV show Rock Quiz, Julia Zemiro and Brian Nankervis, will host a one-night-only salute to New York City on Friday at Arts Centre Melbourne State Theatre. Julia Zemiro and Brian Nankervis, good morning.
Oh, look, it's exciting to be at Joy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And that was a beautiful introduction.
I think
you covered all the bases, Warren.
I did, but what is doo-wop?
Doo-wop is sort of street corner singing, a bit like what Julia was giving you a demonstration of there. Sort of 40s and 50s in New York. Dion and the Belmonts. Dion started as a sort of doo-wop guy.
Right.
I'm trying to think of a song. I'll Never Smile Again. You know, lots of harmonies.
No, not at all.
No, you can see that the wind was just buzzing around you there, Tom, and you were like, what are you talking about?
I'm thinking, I only go to New York to get pizza and laid, isn't it?
I didn't know
you were there.
Is that your go-to city? That's your go-to city for that, is it?
Well, I mean, you're always drunk at 4 o'clock. I'm definitely going to get laid somewhere in New York, isn't it?
Do you go see shows? Like, do you ever book shows? Like, you might see a Broadway musical?
Oh, I love a Broadway musical. We've been talking about that because in my top three favourite all-time stage productions was Eurobeat.
A very well-known, loved show that I did about 900 years ago, and I'm glad you brought it up.
It's still my youngest daughter. She's 25, and still to this day, it's the favourite thing that I ever took her to. And she even puts it ahead of Wicked.
My vocal range is incredible. No, it was fun. That's why it was fun. And Rock Quiz is fun because we talk with the audience. We do quiz, of course. And is it about 35 people in the show, this particular show?
We have gone all out. We've got dancers. We've got choreographers who may not be on stage. We've got rap dancers. We've got a horn section, the Brooklyn Brass.
Shut up. Oh.
Although Kenny left an S off it, so it was the Brooklyn Brass.
Which is... funny.
And lots of great performers. Megan Washington, Jeff Duff, who else? Dave Larkin.
El Fresh Lion, Husky. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And you and I are going to do a bit of something as well at the top and maybe in the middle.
We have a meeting with a choreographer at 4 o'clock today.
This is going to be great. So you're going to get out and do some actions.
We are doing something that we've never done before.
You've got to do that, don't you? Because we've been going for 12 years, on the telly, and we do live shows every year and do tours, and to keep it exciting and push it, we always love going a little bit more so. And New York is such a great thing to celebrate in conjunction with NGV, so
we're excited.
We're going to start off with a question that you ask your guests on the show. We'll start off, Brian. What was the first album you owned?
First album, I joined the Australian Record Club and I got three albums. I got Highway 61 Revisited by Bob Dylan, The Best of The Who, and the soundtrack to The Graduate. Simon and Garfunkel. I didn't know a lot about Simon and Garfunkel at that point, but there was something about the cover.
Those two men, young men.
With a young man looking at a long, mature leg.
Yes.
That belonged to Anne Bancroft.
Bless her soul.
Well, these guys know everything, don't you?
Yeah. Are you frightened? You should be too.
It should be when we do our rock.
This is a quiz coming up.
I love it hard and rough. You know, you can't scare me.
All right.
Julia, what about yours?
Ring Ring, ABBA.
Oh, mine was ABBA too.
Yeah, and that was my first concert as well. ABBA, I was 10 and went and saw the show at the SCG and, to me, ABBA...
During the rain?
No, I didn't go the Thursday night in the rain where Frida fell over. I went on the Friday where the skies were clear, thank goodness, because I think my mother would have been so grumpy if it had rained. And it was amazing. It was amazing. And then I interviewed them years later because of Eurovision and the circle really closed. And I did have a little moment of going, right, I've interviewed Frida now. I got to tell her how much she meant to me. What's there to live for now? I know, what's left? It's done. So, incredible. Is that all there is?
We were talking about ABBA before because Cher's going to release a cover of ABBA tracks, and I disagree with anyone doing covers of ABBA. I think ABBA's one of those bands that you've got to leave alone. Tom thinks that Kylie Minogue's version of Dancing Queen was fabulous.
Yeah, look, I I went and saw Mamma Mia the musical on stage, and I loved all the people in it. But I have to say, that was a private experience for me. I really prefer to listen to it at home. For me, it's actually music that was important to me as a kid, and like I can't just see it being done and shoved into a story and done different things. So it sounds a little precious because it's not like I'm talking about Bob Dylan or Bruce Springsteen or Patti Smith. No. But it's for me. I like to listen to it at home.
So you wouldn't see the hologram version?
I really wouldn't.
No.
I really wouldn't.
And I won't be doing that either.
No,
because
ABBA
goes back. Because that was my first album as well, ABBA's Arrival. I remember Christmas Day and it was sitting in the middle of the Christmas tree.
The helicopter.
Yes. Yeah. Jumpsuits, the girls in jumpsuits.
I've been trying to push into mine since I was 15. I've been getting it in, but my ass is getting too big for it now.
You just get a bigger size. Let it out.
You know there's a heavy metal ABBA tribute
is
band.
There?
Yes. Called?
I forget.
Abattoir.
Yes, Abattoir.
So they actually sing ABBA songs.
Like, in heavy metal.
Like in heavy metal.
Yeah.
Do you know, I once went with a girlfriend who took me to a heavy metal
concert.
No, it was like a band or some pub down here. I've never felt so unsafe and dirty in my life.
Yeah.
I've learnt, don't ever wear paint and leather shoes when you go in there. They're all dirty.
Yeah. It was scary.
And they just go, the whole thing always go, I didn't understand a word.
The vocal. It's just a hoarse.
I remember
I went and sat
outside and put Kylie on my phone just so I could breathe a little bit.
Yes, cleanse.
Now, Brian, we've. Yes. Andy doesn't talk much. He just sits here and does nothing.
But he's so handsome.
We've asked him to bring in what his first album was, and we'll get him to show you what it is. Do you want to read out what the album is?
Andy, this is remarkable. Okay, many, many years ago, I used to put a beret on and jump around on Hey Hey It's Saturday doing ridiculous verse.
We remember that.
I am an island. Yeah. I am an isthmus. I come from Bermuda. I don't believe in Christmas. Well, about 10 years
Raymond J. Bartholomew
was the poet, the character. About 10 years after I started, a 5-year-old boy went on Red Faces, dressed as me. You can see he chose a red beret, a jacket. I don't think I would ever wear a shirt like that. And he did my poem, and it was ridiculous and phenomenal, and people loved it. And I was invited by the ABC to make a CD.
Wow.
So I wrote the poems and he recited them, and Andy bought a copy.
It's his first CD.
And not only is this his first CD, he also added himself as a fan of Let the Blood Run Free.
Oh, well, I mean, he's got taste, that's why.
Andy, this one's for you from the record, I think the song called Riding in Your Tummy, which is a story of a child about to emerge into the world from his or her mother's womb. Placenta and membrane, let's have one last hug. It's time to shoot through. I'm pulling the plug.
That's for you, Andy.
That's for you, Andy, and I'm delighted.
That is beautiful.
But you better keep it.
He has been creeping on since he found out you were coming. And there was times there, I mean, usually when guests come in and he gets like that, I bring him a hose and say every time if he makes eye contact with you, hose the bastard down because he's dangerous and deadly.
I think he's been absolutely lovely from the start. He got us these lovely waters to drink as well, which is very nice. But also that you're still friends with Matt. Well, you know Matt. You've met him since.
We got to know each other. And we worked together a bit until he started asking too many questions.
Now, after this, we're going to play a challenge. It's Tom's Kylie quiz.
I'm utterly unprepared.
Are you prepared?
Yeah,
well,
I'm ready.
Tom's got a quiz for us, but we've got something for Tom.
Excellent.
We'll be back with more. You're on Joy. We've been playing a competition this morning for a double pass to the Catherine Tate Show Live, which is on November 17 at the Palais Theatre. All you've got to do is guess these 5 songs. They've all got something to do with New York. Which is what your live rock quiz is about.
That.
Have a listen to this.
New York.
Autumn in New York.
The last one's a tricky one, I reckon.
I think the one in the middle is a tricky one, too.
You reckon number 3?
A little bit tricky.
Hey, but before we're going to ask some questions, about Hugh, because I'm very excited to know. So, Rock Wizards has been on hiatus.
Yes.
And
that's a lovely way to put it. Thank you, yes. On hiatus.
Well, hiatus.
Hiatus.
I thought it said hernia, but they corrected me. But that's okay, so... And, like, the ESPY's closed down for renovations. They're coming back. Will you guys bringing the show back, or?
Brian.
Look, it's all about SBS offering a certain amount of money. It's all about, I suppose, SBS having a certain amount
of money.
Yeah,
that's right.
This is the trouble in Australia at the moment, being a public broadcaster. They're having budgets cut left,
terrible.
Right and centre. Look, it's really hard to know. We had last year off, so we ended up going out on the road, and we did 31 shows in mostly regional venues, and we had such a great time.
So what made you pick the SBS? Are you just drunks like me? No, is it just an easy way to get a drink?
What an interesting point.
That's a very good question. I can tell you that in 1998, I did a show there with Paul Hester, the late, great Paul Hester,
yep.
called Hesse's Shed, and loved the Gershwin Room. 4 years later, when we started thinking about Rockwiz and shooting a pilot and thinking, okay, where would you shoot it? It's a pub quiz. It's rock and roll. Let's do it in a pub. And I said, you know what? The Gershwin Room would be perfect.
It's a beautiful room, except for the sticky carpet.
Well, it works for us because yes. they expect that.
Well, there's floorboards now.
Oh,
sticky carpet has gone.
You're very posh floorboard.
But the ESPY is opening again.
Yeah.
And one of our producers, Mr. Peter Bainhorn, is the entertainment organiser.
So
and
great.
It's happening in November.
Yeah. It took a while, but it's getting there. It'll look amazing.
So there is a chance it could come back.
Yeah, well,
they say that they're redoing it or renovating it, so it's not going. It is coming back.
Mm. All we need is some more funding for our public broadcasters.
Yeah, that's always.
Oh, look at this, Julia. You're getting a stalker still coming through to you.
Terrific.
This lovely man here, Stephen from Coburg, is telling us that he's gay as F, but he dreams about kissing you.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now he's getting creepy and sending us through pictures.
Well, no, that's all right. That's okay.
I mean, it is joy. It's usually a dick pic. So we're kind of doing all right.
I'm delighted he kept his clothes on. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah. Let's play the quiz. So.
Oh, that's right.
The quiz. Are you ready, Brian? It's okay. so early, quiz.
It's Julia v. Brian.
Okay, I think we should.
Or, no, how are you going
to
do it?
We might need to work as a team because we do have, I mean, Tom is an expert on Kylie,
okay, so
we might need help.
You've got a test for us as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Let's go. I'll ask you a question. You two can answer it.
Yes.
Then you can ask us.
Great.
And then we'll answer
Lovely.
It. And at the end of the day, there'll be winners and losers.
Excellent.
Oh, how dare you.
And I'm a winner. I'm
Andy
sorry.
Andy can score.
I also am one.
I don't trust Andy because he's got a soft spot for you and he's out to get me today.
Andy, get that Google machine.
You should have seen the coffee you tried to give me and pass that off as liquid. I mean, you know what? If he wasn't a volunteer, I'd sack him.
Would you?
I'd sack him so quick.
Let's start the quiz.
Oh, that's what we're going through.
Here we go.
So this is all about Kylie Minogue.
What is the prize?
Yes. So she called it her first bite of the Big Apple. What year did Kylie perform her first major US tour?
Now, see, when you ask year questions, I just switch off. You've got to, I just go years, numbers, I'm hopeless. I'm going to say, oh, what would it be? She'd done the thing.
She'd done that.
And she'd done the neighbours.
She proposed.
She would have then
Michael
Roman's done the thing.
Conditions.
And then she's I'm going to go concrete. 1994.
I would say I'd go slightly earlier.
Good on you.
I think 94 she was doing basket weaving.
Okay, so let's go 93.
Let's 93. Go 93.
2009, close.
Oh, wow, we were so off.
Yeah.
We were so off.
I mean, you're
right.
In a couple
Julia,
of decades.
Julia, would you like to open with that question?
I do.
I'm so nervous. I'm sweaty.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the John Lennon Memorial in Central Park called?
It's opposite the Dakota Building. Where he lived for a time, he and Yoko.
It's the name of one of his famous songs as a Beatle.
It's a circular park, and it's dedicated to
Paisley
the memory.
Paisley Park? No, was that a thing? No, that was, no.
Think of a flavour of ice cream.
Oh, really? How are you going? Come on, help me.
A flavour of ice cream.
Think of a song.
Strawberry Fields.
Correct!
Oh,
yes!
I've got it there.
I gave you a hint, so you can give us a hint for the next Kylie question. Here we go.
Oh, definitely.
No years. No years. What year did she... Oh, who cares? Never know.
Listen, I'm not blaming... Andy wrote these, not me.
Okay, what's the next one?
Get out.
So what was the name of Kylie's 2009 US tour? So the name of the tour. I'll give you
no,
some...
that's good.
So there's Right Here, Right Now, either A. B is For You, For Me. C is Aphrodite. Or D, Especially For You.
Especially For You.
Especially For You.
Aphrodite, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, hang on. For You, For Me. There we go.
For You, For Me.
Actually, we saw Aphrodite here, wasn't it?
For You, For Me. That's not very catchy. No, anyway, next question. Next question.
Next question. All right, here we go. This one is for you guys. Sing the next line. All right, so I'll give you the opening.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you take it away.
This will be good.
And you sing as much as you can.
Here we go.
What good is sitting
alone in your room?
Good, Tom.
Come and hear the music play.
Look at his brain working.
Can't get it now.
But I, Come with the cabaret, old son.
Well done.
Life is a cabaret.
Oh, well done.
Close enough, huh?
Done.
Before you ask your next question, we just got to go to news headlines with Colin Tyrus, who is standing by.
Yeah. Hi, Colin.
In the Bayside News Centre. Good morning, Colin.
Oh, he lives.
Hi, Julia, Brian, Warren, Tom.
Wow.
Making news today. Hey, Brian, long time no see. Melbourne's weather, rain developing, winds easing today, a top of 14. Right now, 10 degrees in Melbourne on Joy 94.9.
I love Colin. Your work, Colin.
Good voice, Colin.
Beautiful Jesus. Voice.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you, Colin.
Bye-bye.
Let's continue with the quiz.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Tom.
So at this stage, I think it is Tom and Warren...
Two.
Brian and Julia, yet
zero.
I think you need to correct that. It's Tom with two. Yeah. Warren is still zero. He's dragging me down.
It's a team game, Tom.
So Kylie's first album reached number one.
Yes. That's a number.
In which country did it not debut at number one?
Oh,
so I'll give you a choose.
There's only 9,000 countries to choose from.
A for
from.
Australia, B for New Zealand, C for Ireland, D for UK.
So not reach number one on
the not reach number one. Oh, well, I mean, I would say, I'm going to say Australia.
Yeah, I think Australia. Yeah.
Just correct.
Yay.
And am I right in thinking that that was a bonus 2-point question?
Correct.
So,
in fact, what was the artist that knocked her off?
He's number one. Level. The artist that knocked her off.
Or kept her away from number one.
Oh, I know what knocked her off means. I mean, is it in the same genre?
No.
It's Three Little Hobbits from New Zealand, weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, Crowded House.
That's it.
Oh, brilliant. Crowded House kept coming.
That wasn't the bonus. House. So you're in the lead by 1 point.
Okay, we're in the lead by one. All right, here's one for you. Here we go. Which New York band, which classic New York band that was birthed in and around Andy Warhol's factory, contained two fabulous artists, Lou Reed and John Cale? What was the band?
We're just looking at each other, aren't we, Tom?
I love it so much.
Do you want me to give you some song titles?
Yeah, all I could think of was the Travelling Wilburys, but that was...
Tom,
I love that.
If we were at a Rock Whiz show, I would not only take all your points off you, I would ask you to leave the building.
Wow, that's tough.
Oh, that's true.
Well, yeah just because it was...
What's a form of transport that...
But I'd like to see you try and do it with those ugly shoes on. There's no way in hell you're moving me out of the room.
Oh, I usually have really nice shoes.
How can we help here?
I think we say you can give them some song titles, I think.
Yes.
Yes,
Sweet Jane,
Sweet
Waiting
Jane.
For My Man, Heroin, Pale Blue Eyes, Rock and Roll. No, two
it's
words.
It's the something something.
Or three words then. All right, first word, the. Second word begins with a V.
It's a luscious material that is sometimes...
Oh, the velvet underground.
There we go, velvet
underground. Yes. God, I'm an idiot, aren't I?
Oh, no.
Oh,
At least you can say the Seersucker Highway.
But as you know, I'm turning 50 now and I get to a certain level at 50 and there's only so much information
Agreed.
I can contain and there's more Kylie shit that just keeps going right. in and everything yep. else keeps falling
the
out.
The hard drive is full.
So, Andy, who won?
It was Rock Whiz 3, Tom and Warren 2.
Rock Whiz 3, us 2.
Yeah, but
wow.
I should get an extra point because I had to carry this loser.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
This lump here.
You were amazing, Warren.
All right. We're joined by Julia Zamiro and Brian Nankervis from Rock Whiz in the studio because they've got a live show.
We do have
Friday.
A live show and we love it the most.
Tomorrow night, all to do with New York.
Yes.
And we've been running a competition to give away a double pass to see Catherine Tate Show live this morning. They had to guess these five songs. We want you to guess them.
Sure.
And then pick out the correct...
Do you want song title and artist?
Song title and artist.
Jeez.
Okay.
Here we go.
You ready?
Yeah. Got it. I'm running it down.
Yep. Should we go from five up to one?
Yes.
Yep, okay.
That was Billie Holiday.
Autumn in New York.
Autumn in New York.
Number four, Staying Alive.
Bee Gees.
Number three, Tom's Diner.
Suzanne Vega.
Number two.
Oh, Frankie. New York, New York.
New York, New York. They loved it so nice, they named it twice. Number one.
Alicia.
Alicia Keys with a little help from...
Yeah, what is the name of that song? Is it New York?
It's New York Empire State of State. Mind.
New York State of Mind.
Empire State of Mind.
Empire State of Mind, because New York State of Mind is a Billy Joel.
Like a Jay-Z or a Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
In fact.
Jay-Z.
I'm right here. Don't talk about me when I'm right here. I'm the original Jay-Z, quietly.
Oh, you are too, aren't you?
I know.
Well, well before.
But I'm a little less rich.
Oh, good. You have, those people own the world, don't they?
And I know how to clean my own bathroom. I bet they wouldn't know what to do with a dirty bathroom if it slapped them in the face.
No way. Beyonce, she'd be belting him down. She'd be saying, no. Get down there,
get down there. Come on. In the corners. In the corners.
Yeah, quick. Yeah. Quick. So let's draw out a winner.
Oh, let's draw out a winner.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to reach in, Julia?
I'm reaching into the bucket of...
The bucket.
Bucket of
paper.
Bucket of paper. And the winner is... Am I reading this here out here?
Catherine Tate.
No, it's not Catherine Tate. That's the prize. Mark Adams, you are the winner.
Mark, congratulations, well done, Mark. You're off to see Catherine Tate live on November 17th.
That'll be amazing.
I wonder if that's Mark Adams who used to play with the Fish John West Reject.
A band.
We toured together in Tasmania.
Was
and Mark and I ended up staying up all night, walked to the top of Mount Wellington.
Shut up.
And then had a swim in Sandy Bay.
Of course you did.
Wow. I don't think it was him.
What was, what was the band called?
He looks much younger than you.
The Fish John West Regret.
The Fish John West
Reject.
But Regret.
And Regret. Good. That's a great one. You can catch Rockwiz Salutes New York Live tomorrow night at the State Theatre at Arts Centre Melbourne.
And tickets are nearly sold out. Yes. So there's only a few left. Rush if you need to get it.
It's a beautiful theatre, and I think probably sitting anywhere.
You'll get good sound.
Good sound.
Good visual.
Oh, from in there, it's fantastic.
And Brian and I are very good with our words, aren't we? We make it very clear. We do big facial expressions.
Yes.
You guys are hilarious. I can't believe you're in there. It's going to be a fantastic show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've never felt so bloody dumb about having guests in there. Especially being questioned.
Like, do you want one to feel good about yourself?
Yes. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'll give you a true or false, all right? Okay. So 50-50. True or false? Lady Gaga... And Belinda Carlisle from the Go-Go's.
I love them both.
Have opened an Indonesian restaurant called Go-Go's Go Gaga over Gado Gado.
Well, I'm going to say false.
It's correct.
It's correct. Well, wouldn't it be great if there was
but
a place?
It sounds really good. For a moment, I'm thinking, is it real? Can I go?
It's vegan. It's vegan. Everyone loves it. Yeah. No, it doesn't exist.
Belinda Carlisle is coming out at the end of the year. I'm trying to convince Wayne to take
her. Well, we'll get her into joy.
I thought you said she'd just come out. I thought about time. No, it's actually, a concert.
Sweet. It's from the Go-Go's. They were out a long time ago.
I saw them live.
Oh, you did?
Shut up.
It's still my favourite song, Alex the Seal.
Alex the Seal. Oh, I thought it was Alex the Seal Alex too. The Seal.
Head Over Heels is a great song of theirs too. Back to you, Warren.
Tickets are now on sale at artscentremelbourne.com.au or go to rockwizlive.com.au. Thanks, Brian Nankervis and Julia Zamiro.
Woo-hoo, 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 woo-hoo.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.